This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about price gouging and what's going on with Bitcoin or whatever it is you want to discuss. If you dial in and join us here, as Ralph has done in New Jersey, as always,
you know,
obsessing over race. Go ahead.
Right. You know,
that's what you do.
The racial discord happening in this country right now, I can only think of El Caper and a black animal. El Caper, that's Obama, and the black animal, Maxine Waters, as being behind all this thing going on in our country right now.
Well, that's a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theories, are you?
What are they behind?
I don't have a question to ask.
Hold on, wait a minute. Are you saying that Barack Obama is behind the Antifa movement?
Right. That's because they are an extension to Black Lives Matter. But more to the point, I want to say this. I believe that the antidote to black bigotry in this country is white guilt. Now, I haven't seen the white guilty in this country, put together a plan on how to bring this country together.
Why would anyone want to bring the country together? It's an impossible task.
Yeah.
People are too diverse. They're too, the belief systems are too varied.
Well, we are in the heated racial war, aren't we?
If these
people, the blacks, going wild and animal.
There's no racial war here, Ralph. I mean, there are some people on.
Ralph, did you walk down the street today?
I'm walking on the street right now in the dark of the night, and
when you walk down the street, did you see a black person?
Ralph, can we ask you a question, please?
Yes, what is the question?
Let me reframe the question. Rather than a series of questions, I'm just going to ask you this. What evidence do you have that there's a race war going on in the United States?
Well, that whole situation going on in Virginia and then in Boston.
That's not nothing going on.
That was a bunch of white people fighting each other. Come on.
Rumors of wars, or the coming civil war, or the coming race war, but that's more to the point.
Rumors of war. Look, just because a couple of people have a throwdown in a public park doesn't mean you've got a race war on your hands.
Yeah, sorry. Stop rubbing your hands together for the race war.
This is what you want. You want to see this.
If there's a race war, the people who want to fight that race war on the white side are not going to consider you to be on their team. Are you aware of that?
I wish I could be neutral, but considering the situation with Robert Lee and Asian American and who work for ESPN, I don't think that's a sign of neutrality right there. As far as, my background, my racial background is concerned, I do not really believe that. You know about that whole thing, Mark. You know about that whole thing. Robert Lee, Asian American, working for...
I can't understand what you're saying at this point.
I don't know what you're saying.
Robert Lee.
Okay, Robert Lee.
That's right.
Yep.
Was an Asian American. You can Google the...
Asian?
Okay. He's talking about the sportscaster.
There you go.
That is laughable, Ralph. It's no doubt. The reassignment of Robert Lee is a funny, funny joke. But it is not evidence for a race war, and it isn't going to save you if a white lynch mob comes around looking for the brownest guy around.
He's Filipino, by the way, for listeners that don't know. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Let's continue here. Let's go to Dave. He is in Columbus, Ohio. Dave, you're listening online. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, price gouging, right?
In
Texas, honestly, you guys are spot on crack, right? What's wrong with, like, I wouldn't say the mom-and-pop shop, but somebody that is just raising their prices? I know it's a crisis, but, you know, here they are trying to make a buck or two, right? What about the Targets, the Walmarts, and all these other kind of people that, yeah, they're selling out, they do all this kind of stuff, but where are they? You know, like, I mean, they can get, you know, supplies faster than demand, right? I mean,
well, no, they can't get supplies faster than demand, not in a situation where roads are shut down.
Okay. So do we now go after these smaller companies? Do you mean, like, these mom-and-pop shops?
No, I mean, of course not.
Right. I agree. I mean, the Attorney General from Texas goes out there and accuses these people. It's terrible.
Well, they've got pictures. I mean, there's not going to be much accusation to this. They're going to be fined. The fines aren't going to go to any victim or anything like that. You're just going to go to Texas.
Right. Because there are no victims.
Right, there
of price
are no,
gouging.
Well, there are no real victims, but they're not going to, even if there were, they wouldn't get anything.
Well, and in my experience, which is pretty limited, the smaller companies is who they go after. First of all, because it's the smaller companies who are open, Walmart's closed, and they know that they can't fight as well, so that's who they pick on. Just
right.
Well,
Walmart's
how the rest
got
of the system works.
A bevy of attorneys, whereas, you know, the mom and pop quickie mart on the, you know, corner of the street probably doesn't have as many attorneys.
And if Walmart was to do something like that, they'd have, you know, closets full of papers as to why that price made sense on that given day, whereas, I mean, just some guy who owns a store doesn't have access to
it's political grandstanding as well. I mean, the attorney general doesn't suffer if he doesn't go out there and make a big deal about all these evil price gougers. I'm going to do what I can to stop this. Right. We're going to punish them.
Well, and he's probably getting phone calls. I went to the gas station and water
they
was $20, and you should make them stop doing that because I don't understand economics, but I have feels.
Right. And he wants to get reelected or, you know, reappointed, so he's got to make it look like he's doing something.
He wants to be the next governor.
There's probably a chance of that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Where's FEMA in all this?
Where's who? FEMA?
FEMA, yeah.
I don't know, but I know that when they came down to the Hurricane Katrina situation, they made things worse, not better, like when they stopped doctors who wanted to help people from being able to help them, when they stopped Walmart from coming in with literally tractor trailers full of ice and water. I mean, they just got in the way rather than actually, you know, helping people. I'm sure some people got helped by FEMA, but there were so many different just absolutely terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, but they weren't even there during or really even shortly after.
Okay, well, at some point they came along and they stopped Walmart from bringing in tractor trailers full of water and ice. They said, nope.
Pull up the story
Walmart was giving people.
I'm sure they found some.
It doesn't mean that Walmart didn't get through with tractor trailers.
I'm sure they got through to some people, but there were some of their trailers where FEMA stopped them and said, you are not coming in here. We are going to handle this. We are FEMA. We are the ones who are going to help people. You will not do it. And they literally turned them around. It was crazy. That really happened. And then there were doctors who were stopped by them from being able to actually treat patients because they hadn't gone through some stupid FEMA like training camp or something like that. Like they just like showed up willing to help and were told, nope, sorry, you can't help. We're FEMA. We're in charge here.
And Walmart had been staging very effective, far more effective than FEMA had relief efforts throughout Katrina. But once FEMA shows up on board, it's like, well, this is all confusing to our process. You're not part of our process. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, as much as I don't like Walmart, Walmart was pretty good on that.
Yep. Dave, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, but what's wrong with making a dollar? I mean, you guys agree with this, but it's like, what's wrong with making a dollar or two? I mean,
I don't have any.
Went up.
I don't have any problem with people making a dollar or two. I think it looks very distasteful to people for whatever reason that, you know, people might be charging
at this point. If you don't understand what surgery is and you walk into an OR, it looks really distasteful that a bunch of guys in robes are, you know, cutting some guy open. But that's why you shouldn't have strong opinions on things when you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, right. And to some extent, these stores, and Dave, thanks for the call tonight, they do have to deal with public perception. So that could be a potential potential, you know, factor in how they decide what price to set. Like, well, if we set this at $300 for a case of water, we might insult customers and they may not want to come back.
They might not have $300.
Right, and they may not want to come back if they see us treating the, you know, people like that. 855-450 free like freedom. Join us on Free Talk Live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. We're talking about so-called price gouging. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, let's get an update, Mark, before we go on with your calls and thoughts on hope.freetalklive.com, the construction project that's been going on for a few months now. When did this get started? Or at least when did our involvement get started?
Well, I started donating and sort of keeping an eye on things last year in August.
Oh, okay. It's been
so,
that long.
Nafuna had been, fundraising to get the kids workbooks and shoes to go to school.
We're talking about an orphanage being built in Jinja, Uganda.
That's right. And these were orphans, and there are about 40 of them. And so pricing for shoes and workbooks is significantly less. Now, these are used shoes brought over from the United States. I think they're like $2 a piece, a pair. I've been kind of keeping an eye on things and seeing what he planned and, had him draw out proposals and had people talk to him and a whole variety of things. And when I finally was ready to get involved and help build the orphanage, I asked the Nafuna, who's a young man, he's probably in his early 20s, that he's going to need some bricks. And he said that the people and the townspeople would help make bricks. And I said, I want to see those bricks before I come talk to my listeners and start raising a great deal of money to build an orphanage for you. They made 40,000 bricks. And you can go see pictures at hope.freetalklive.com of those bricks now in place. They've got the second story done. I just got the funding over this weekend to them for the roof and the column, finishing up the columns and that sort of thing. So we should see that part going up here in the very near future, in the next week or two. I expect to see the roof up, and then we'll be doing some interior stuff. And as my understanding, we're done. I mean, interiors of houses aren't quite as finished, perhaps, there as they are here.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not entirely clear. There's a language barrier with Nafuna, but there isn't, the language of getting things done, he understands. So you can go to hope.freetalklive.com if you want to help donate towards the last phase, what I believe to be the last phase of the orphanage that we're building in Jinja, Uganda. Your donation will be matched by both jax.io and getcell411.com, making your $10 donation a $30, a $50 donation $150, and your $100 donation $300, if that makes perfect sense to you. It's hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones, to the fun, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. It's David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, howdy, y'all. You all are familiar with Naomi Klein, right?
We had her on the radio once upon a time.
Oh, you did? Good. Well, she wrote an article back in June. Looks like it's in The Guardian. And in it, she was describing the profiteers from Hurricane Katrina. And she ends up naming five of the Trump's, whether they're cabinet, well, I'll just start off with it. Vice President Pence is the first one. Then Ryan, the Speaker of the House. Tillerson was one of the profiteers. Exxon made out like a bandit. But Pence actually is one of the most interesting because he was the leader of the aftermath of Katrina, and he was the director of all of the profiteers down there. And when you think of how bad Katrina ended up, and how all of, like Halliburton and Blackwater and all of the machine gun thugs wouldn't let people back into their houses, bulldozing houses that were undamaged, stealing the schools, that was Betsy DeVos. She's the Secretary of Education. It was her company that ended up with the privatized schools. Halliburton, I mentioned, Chertoff, that was head of Homeland Security at the time, his company made out like bandits. And Jeff Sessions, he also was very involved in making sure that aid didn't show up. I think the aid being stymied was Ryan, as well as Sessions. So when you start looking at what's going on in Houston, and everybody thinks, Texas is a red state and they're going to be loyal to Trump and he'll be loyal to them. No way. You know, when you start looking at the land values of down in the coastline there and, you know, Houston region, these guys are going to just kick everybody out. They're going to screw everybody. I used to live in St. Louis, and when you have a disaster area, they end up condemning the whole thing and giving it over to some agency who then forces you to, you know, dance 100 tunes before you can even return to your own property to grab your wallet or anything. So,
sounds right.
Yeah, if you get a chance to take a look at
so that happens, they'll just condemn entire neighborhoods after a disaster, and, like, what does that mean? You don't get to sell your own property anymore? Like, so they just take it through eminent domain? I'm not familiar with this process. And, Melanie, you are from Louisiana originally, the New Orleans region. Do you know anything about what he's talking about?
Yes. So as far as actually officially condemning entire neighborhoods, I wouldn't expect them to... I've never heard of that. I wouldn't expect them to be that official about it. As far as they were pretty randomly, whether it's through incompetence or malicious or both, I mean, flip a coin, they were doing stuff as far as just, like, randomly bulldozing buildings and taking them over and just whatever.
The government. They felt like. The government of the region,
yeah.
Or?
They had some places shut down. They had some places, after a while, you could get in if you had an ID with a local address. Some places you just could, like, they would not let you in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And
everything
that was
he
days
says
after
sounds
or
about
weeks
right.
Or months? Was it days after or weeks or months? Because this is, Pence apparently took over, I think it sounds like it was about a week and a half into it. Pence came in with his crew. And I'm trying to think if he was no longer governor at the time. Naomi Klein goes into detail about each of the different profiteers, each of these different people. And
it's probably worth reading. Obviously, we can't, speak with any kind of intelligence on an article that we've just now heard about. But, it sounds like it's worth a read.
Yeah, I mean, a week sounds about right. In some areas, you wouldn't have been able to get to that day, I mean, unless you took a boat. But
so the idea is that these Trump-connected Republicans were involved with certain companies that somehow benefited from the land that people, the destroyed land from Hurricane Katrina. They were able to use their political connections to accumulate property.
Yeah, at the time they weren't Trump connected. They're Trump connected now because so many of them are tied to Trump directly. But in the case of, you know, it used to be that it was a state or county issue or parish down there issue. But in this case, it all got federalized down there in Katrina.
All the more reason to get rid of the federal government. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David, because there's no doubt that people who are in positions of power will certainly wield it to benefit their friends and themselves and punish their enemies. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark. Whole Food Multi Complete. If you take a multivitamin on a daily basis, you're likely taking one from a grocery store or the big box store or something like that. That's really it's fine to be taking one on a regular basis. A synthetic supplement is better than no supplement at all. But I'd like you to consider for a second, maybe there's something more, something that besides vitamins and minerals, that maybe vitamins and minerals that come from whole food, plant-based diet. How about vitamins, besides vitamins and minerals, probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants? Everything that you need is contained in Whole Food Multi Complete. They've been providing for 15 years, quietly, what the big boys want. It's a perfect blend of 7 different supplements in one single product. Now, the list of ingredients in these supplements is expansive. Please go to simplifymysupplements.com. And just take a look. Just go there and take a look at the list of ingredients. I think you'll be stunned. For me, what it helped me do is right away the probiotic helped me to lose about between 10 and 15 pounds without even knowing what was going on. I had to actually watch a movie called like The Gut or something that informed me. So Whole Food Multi Complete, enter coupon code FTL, receive 10% off of your order every time you use it. Satisfaction guaranteed. They do take Bitcoin. Your money back if you're not satisfied. SimplifyMySupplements.com. This is an item that I will continue to take for as long as I possibly can, whether they advertise or not. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Did you know the city of Albuquerque
we're going to have a free bike repair shop paid for by the city. And
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, when you say paid for by the city, you mean the taxpayers are paying for it, because there's no such thing as a free bike repair shop.
Right. It's going to cost $400,000.
Woohoo! Wow.
You know how many cars you can get with $400K?
Why don't they just buy people, poor people, cars?
Call them an Uber.
Well, the whole thing is that, you know, I think it's a good thing.
Is the purpose of this to teach people how to repair a bike, or is it just to repair their bike for them?
Well, I don't know. I think they come in and they help people repair their bicycles. I don't know the exact detail, but it's gonna be starting because we have a favorable climate, like really good weather most of the year around, and there's a lot of bicycle paths. But I think it's you know, to me, it's like this bike repair shop is gonna have more of the bicyclists get hit by a car, you know. Because if they get a free repair, more people are going to be riding the bike all over the place.
Hold on. Did you just say that because people's bikes will be in working order, that they'll be more likely to ride them and therefore more likely to be hit by a car?
I think that was the premise, yeah.
So are you against the bike repair shop, the bike repair shop day?
Bike repair shop day? I don't know they had a day.
Well, was it a month? How long is this going on for?
It's a repair shop.
Hold on, I misunderstood.
It's a $400,000 government bike repair shop.
Wait, okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying they were going to have like a special day where people could come get their bike worked on for free or something. Where is this? What exactly is going to happen?
It's going to be a shop. It's not a day. From what I was told, it's going to be an actual place where you could take it in and get your bike repaired.
And this shop will be run by the city of Albuquerque?
That's correct. What a good deal.
No, what an outrageous...
Are they going to fly the flag of the Soviet Union out front? Are they going to call it the people's
the
bike
people's
repair
bike
shop?
Repair.
I mean, of all the things... I don't think the government should spend money on anything, but I can think of so many things that I would have it spend money on before I would have it spend money on entertainment, because that is what this is. Most people are not using bikes as... Some are... But most people are not using bikes as transportation. This is subsidizing people's hobbies. This is utterly ridiculous.
But the thing about it is that, to me, it's comical because we're number one in bicycle fatality. That's what I'm talking about. The more bicycles rolling around because it's fixed, the more they're going to get hit. That doesn't solve our problem of being number one in bicycle fatality.
Paying attention would solve that problem.
Why is it, Sarah, so first of all, are you saying that this bike repair thing is going to do this for free and they're going to be there 365 days a year? They're going to be there all year long doing free bike repairs for people?
Well, I'm sure they're going to have like Monday through Friday, whatever their time is. I don't know if they're supposed to help people. I don't know the exact detail, but it's going to be a shock. But the thing is,
run by the city of Albuquerque. Why is it that there needs to be a city-run bike repair shop when you've got private bike shops all over the place? I mean, a quick Google search reveals places like Bikes the Bikesmith in Albuquerque, or Bike Works Albuquerque, or Performance Bicycle, or Fixed and Free Custom Bike Shop. I mean, there's all kinds of different marketplace solutions here.
Another quick search also shows that at governing.com, New Mexico is third as far as per capita bike deaths, and is nowhere near the top on actual bike deaths per year. So third.
Yeah, I just don't understand why there needs to be a government-run bike repair store. I mean, it just sounds like if that's indeed what's happening, and Sarah, you may be misrepresenting what's actually happening because it doesn't sound like you know a whole lot about it. You were just using this as an excuse to call in and complain about people hitting people on bikes.
We're very much clean energy and green, like environmentalist state. So that we're,
you know what the cleanest energy is? Nuclear.
What?
Nuclear?
Oh, that's your opinion. You know what? Talk to people in Chernobyl that got
Well, you're not supposed to blow them up. You're supposed to use them to create energy and then use the waste and then reprocess the waste, but the government has made that illegal, so then you have all this, you know, half-used nuclear waste sitting around everywhere.
Well, you know what? Tidal power is the cleanest energy, in my opinion. That's your opinion. You like being fusion and fission and nuclear waste. That's your opinion and still... You know what?
No, I don't like nuclear waste. I like the government to stop disallowing people from using it. Stuff doesn't stay nuclear. The stuff doesn't just sit there and stay nuclear. That's an unstable state. If you fully process it, it's not nuclear anymore.
I feel like you've derailed the conversation when you say it's the cleanest. I mean,
arguing with Sarah over.
It seems like to me that walking and riding bikes has to be arguably cleaner.
But that's
than
not a form
nuclear.
Of energy.
No, yeah. You can get on a bicycle generator. You can get on one of those bicycle generator things where you pedal and it makes light, it makes
now,
electricity.
You're going to expend carbon dioxide, which the greenies will tell you is destroying the planet. So
you mean while you're breathing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Huh? What?
I want to say something that if this is going to pick up. Do you know why? The bicycles? Because our gas is going to go up here because because of the storm, they're having problems shipping the oil to New Mexico from
that's right.
Texas.
That's a short-term issue.
Maybe the Democratic Party should stop standing in front of the creation of refineries and you wouldn't have to worry about it. Oh, you support them.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Look, I've never had to pay more than $20 to $40 to repair my bicycle. I use a bike pretty often here in Keene, New Hampshire. Not every day.
Not daily, but close to it.
Not every day. Not
every day is nice.
Maybe not even a couple times a week sometimes, but sometimes I do. And I try to bike everywhere, and I'll usually have to repair it like once a year, like, you know, something goes wrong with a shifter thing, and I don't know what the heck to do about it. So I take it in, and this old guy repairs the thing, and he never charges me more than $20 to $40, no matter what the damn problem with the bike is. I don't know what I'm doing.
You pay money for a good bike. You don't have to worry about that. The first three bikes, you had to return each time.
Yep,
you got cheapies.
That's right. I got a decent bike from a decent local bike shop instead of Walmart, which is where I get the crappy ones from. And I just have to spend like $20 to $40 a year on repairing the thing. I mean, it's really no big deal. I mean, the idea that there needs to be some sort of government agency to do this for poor people, it's ridiculous. I mean, if the poor people weren't drinking all the time and smoking, they'd have the $20 they needed to put a new chain on. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? And then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please do that by joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin, your choice. And then that $5 a month goes in and gets invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency, which unfortunately we didn't get a chance to talk about tonight. But I'll be talking about it at some point this week, because this whole SegWit thing is worth kind of trying to understand. There's been all this talk about the segregated witness and how this is going to help Bitcoin scale into the future and reduce fees. Well, thing is, it hasn't yet. The segregated witness thing got implemented a few days ago now, several days ago, and, well, the fees are higher than they've ever been. So we'll talk about why that is and what's really going on there. And it's a discussion that's going to take a whole lot longer than one more show segment. So I had something else here about price gouging. Since you had brought something in, Mark, I found a piece over at fee.org, the Foundation for Economic Education, which, of course, is a great resource to turn to if you're looking for information about economics from a pro-liberty perspective. This one is by Steve Patterson, and it's entitled Thank Goodness for Price Gougers. A gallon of milk, $7.59. Outrageous, he writes.
Yeah.
That was twice what I spent in town the day before. One lousy gallon of milk and I'd have to file for bankruptcy. Whoever was responsible was a rotten price gouger, but I didn't have a choice. The potatoes were already boiling. I grabbed the milk, soaked up to the counter, and coughed up the money. You see, my brother was cooking a meal for the family, ham, vegetables, and mashed potatoes. He'd already started, and the potatoes were peeled, cut, and boiling on the stove. My job was to get the milk. You can't properly mash potatoes without milk.
One more time, let's point out that the well-prepared are the ones that don't have to pay these prices.
That's right.
If he'd have had in the cupboard a six-pack of that milk that comes in cardboard boxes that you don't have to refrigerate, even familiar?
Is that real milk?
It's real. It's real enough.
Or if he would have just not started cooking something that he didn't have all the ingredients for, he probably could have cooked something else.
Well, how do you keep? Is it like? Is it super preserved?
I don't know the specifics. It is not powdered.
They have the liquid. It's like, I think it's more like cream because you're supposed to mix it with water. But they have like canned milk.
I don't think you mix it with water. This just comes in cardboard. My mother keeps it in the cupboard in case, because she doesn't use milk for anything except like making Kraft macaroni and cheese or mashed potatoes or things like that. She doesn't really use the stuff often. We don't use it at all. I mean, I can't remember the last time we needed milk at the house. But I'm not trying to make fun of people who make milk. I'm just trying to say that there are ways to be prepared for situations like this. The price gouging comes to the person who is unprepared generally. It's possible that a tornado just wiped your house out.
So apparently this is a thing. UHT milk can last for several months in a special type of packaging without spoiling, at least until you open it, at which point the shelf life does shorten.
Very, very quickly.
It needs to be stored in the fridge. UHT stands for Ultra High Temperature Pasteurized, which, anyway, there you go. There's a little bit more about that. You can go and read more about UHT. That's new to me. Anyway, back to the story here. He says, we were in the middle of rural Virginia, where the closest grocery store was a half hour away. I'd secured the milk the day prior, but accidentally left both gallons in the car sitting in the sun. So he tried to prepare for this meal, but screwed it up.
He sucks at this.
Luckily, there was one gas station that stocks necessities a few miles down the road. When I arrived, I walked to the back of the store and saw the last gallon of milk remaining. It had a bright orange sticker slapped on it, notifying customers of its new astronomical price. After purchasing it, I hadn't even reached my car before the economic lesson dawned on me. I was extremely fortunate that the milk was so expensive. In hindsight, it's obvious. Why wasn't the store completely out of milk? Because all the customers before me didn't purchase that last gallon. They were more revolted by the price than I was. And thank goodness, because otherwise I would have failed at my mission. I didn't have time to travel a half hour to and from town. Dinner would already have ended, mashed potatoless. Instead, thanks to the price markup from the store manager, I returned home triumphant, with plenty of time to enjoy dinner. The final product was creamy and delicious. We live in a world of scarce resources, he writes. There just isn't enough milk available to satisfy every human demand. In a perfect world, perhaps milk would be free and abundant. You could snap your fingers and have an unlimited supply at your disposal, but that's not the world we live in. At the store, there was 1 gallon of milk remaining, and certainly more than one person who could use it. So who should get the last gallon? The answer
teaches, willing to pay.
The answer teaches us a second economic lesson, resource allocation. In a world of scarcity, resources would ideally be allocated to those who want them the most. If I'm desperate for water, it should be a shame if somebody bought every bottle in the store to water their houseplants. We need some kind of system for the coordination and conservation of scarce resources, and this is precisely the role of prices in a free market. A price represents what a buyer must give up in order to purchase a good. The higher the price, the more you have to give up. The lower the price, the less. So when any good is in short supply, when only 1 gallon of milk remains at the store, the price goes up, and it gets allocated to those willing to give up the most for it. In my case, I probably valued that gallon of milk more highly than anyone else in town, and I paid accordingly. Which brings up a third lesson. The manager had no idea. We never met. I didn't have to explain why I needed the milk more than my neighbors. Nobody needed to understand economics. The man was simply acting in his self-interest without any central planning or direction, and he unwittingly coordinated scarce resources to their most valued or their most highly valued ends. By raising his prices, what often is seen as cold profit maximization, he essentially told the entire community, hey, we're low on milk. Only those who really need it can buy it. Concretely speaking, this small action was directly responsible for giving my family a nice, peaceful dinner together. But it doesn't stop there. Think long term. By raising his prices, the store owner made a larger profit. He was rewarded for his sensible decision. Who, in an ideal world, do we want coordinating scarce resources? People like him. And in a free market, this is precisely what happens. The better the businessman, the higher the profit he makes, and the more resources he's able to allocate. And the same is true in reverse. The businessman who doesn't maximize profits, who never raises his prices and always has a shortage of inventory, will be outcompeted in the long run. If he's doing a bad job, if he keeps making losses, then bankruptcy is inevitable. And this, too, is desirable in a world of scarcity. If people waste resources, then the sooner they go bankrupt, the better.
Indeed.
Say the small-town grocery store owner makes outrageous profits. He keeps his milk prices at $7.59 indefinitely. In a free market,
that isn't going to work, right?
Right. In a free market, this is nothing to worry about either. High profits are a signal to other entrepreneurs to enter the market. If they offer the same good at a lower price, they can take customers away from the price gouger and make a profit themselves. Before long, this
doesn't take much to compete with a guy who's trying to sell milk at $7.50.
No doubt.
Now, I mean, it's possible you're running some convenience store out in the middle of BF nowhere, and it costs money, a lot of money, to get milk delivered, or, you know, something like that, and in which case you can price it at whatever you want. I have to make the decision if it's 9:30 at night and I need a gallon of milk and it's an hour to the grocery store or it's 10 minutes to your convenience store. Well, I'm going to have to make a decision.
What's it worth to you?
What's it worth? Maybe $7.50. Maybe it's worth $7.50.
Before long, this competition will drive supply up and prices down, creating even more value for society. And now we arrive at the final dizzying lesson. This coordination happens all the time, every day, for tens of millions of prices. Supplies and demands of various goods are constantly in flux, and when the price of steel goes up, for example, it causes a ripple effect throughout the entire economy. Everybody changes their behavior accordingly, from car salesmen to factory workers. And in virtually every case, nobody knows why. The market mechanics are behind the scenes without any central coordination or awareness. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, by the way, Scott got a lot of press relative to what he spoke about earlier on the daytime radio show that he claimed to be on. He was on there. In fact, Jones tried to knock down his premise, but it was Dr. Steve Pachenik, I believe, who was also a guest, who actually is Jewish himself, who supported what Scott said. And actually, what Scott was saying on the show was fairly accurate. He wasn't espousing a racist philosophy. He was speaking towards a particularly large, undue, and unwarranted influence that Israel has over the United States, especially in politics and with...
Unfortunately, Tom, we are out of time, but thank you for the recap of Scott the Bigot, who apparently called the Alex Jones Show, because most of us probably didn't hear it. I thank you for the call tonight, and we'll put this Foundation for Economic Education article up for you to check out and share on our Facebook and Twitter, and we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin Cash is on fire. It has rocketed past old Bitcoin, and many predict it can only go up from here. There is only one place that I know of to mine Bitcoin Cash, and that's pool.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the only place for all things Bitcoin. Wallets, news, forums, games, for the beginners to the expert, Bitcoin.com has all you need. It's the only place on the internet that you can mine Bitcoin Cash. Check them out today, pool.bitcoin.com. You don't want to be kicking yourself in a year wishing you'd made an affordable investment in Bitcoin. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.